Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or you can send us text messages at 001-202-465-0318. Our top stories this evening. Journalists say they are deeply troubled by statements yesterday by acting President Joyce Mujuru attacking the media's role as the fourth estate in exposing corruption in the country.
In my view, there is an element of intimidation there, because she's a president, and if a president wakes up one day to say, you must not be writing about this, it means a lot. For her to take that step really means a lot in as far as the fight against corruption is concerned.
Civil servants call for an urgent meeting with Public Service Minister Nicholas Goche following reports that salary adjustments announced last month will not be effected this month. And over 60,000 families are threatened by floods downstream Tokwe Mkhosi Dam in Mashingo. The president has declared the area a state of disaster, enabling the government to mobilize resources to assist the affected. Journalists in Harare say they were shocked by statements yesterday by acting President Joyce Mujuru castigating the exposure of corrupt activities in parastate house and related companies in the media, suggesting the graft allegations at most of the country's parastate house should be dealt with behind closed doors. Mrs. Mujuru said the exposure could be the work of detractors bent on destroying ZANU-PF from within and to stall government programs, like Sima said. In the story, broken by the state-controlled Herald newspaper, the acting president, speaking in Shona, said the government needed to be careful that the people rushing to the media with the corruption stories wanted to destroy the government from within. But in the same speech, she castigates corruption in the corporate and public sectors, saying graft has no place in the country's economic development trajectory. She said, quote, "What we read in the newspapers about what is happening at PISMAS and other public enterprises is disturbing and should not be allowed. Zima said is against that. Selfishness should go away," close quote. Mrs. Mujuru added that measures should be put in place to deal with greed in the country, which is said has now developed into a culture. But media practitioners say a statement targeting those in a party leaking the salary scandals is a threat to the media. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Vice President Mujuru told a ZANU-PF Women's League conference held in Chinoy yesterday that the media should not report on the high salaries that some executives of parastatals and related companies were earning.
They know what is done by our parastatals. They will go and talk to some of our people and do what is happening.
But some media practitioners, such as Tawanda Majoni, an editor with the Zimbabwean newspaper, who also sits in the board of the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, says such statements are not expected from high-ranking government officials, such as the deputy president.
Unfortunately, the message that we got is two-pronged. One, that the media is supposed to turn a blind eye on this malignance of corruption. And two, that ZANU-PF itself is unwilling. And maybe if she were to be talking on behalf of Zimbabwe, because she's the acting president, that Zimbabwe should be indifferent to corruption.
This was supported by Itai Dzamara, editor of the News Leader newspaper.
Every Zimbabwean now is concerned about the direction the country is taking, and at a time these huge corrupt issues come up, people are expecting action to be taken, only for Mujuru to come down and try to trash it. And then here going as far as trying to blame the media or to intimidate. In my view, there is an element of intimidation there because she's a president.
Majoni said journalists should be allowed to do their work without fear.
As a journalist, as a practicing journalist, I think that this is unfortunate. It would always be undesirable for anybody in any office whatsoever to attempt to gag the media when they are reporting on any matter, particularly so corruption, which is so widespread in Zimbabwe.
Dzamara added that the vice president's remarks was an attack on press freedom in Zimbabwe.
She's basically, with all the power that an acting president has, she's basically issuing a threat to journalists out there, to us, to media outlets, in as far as covering salary gate is concerned. She has basically actually issued a decree that she doesn't expect anyone to continue publishing stories or broadcasting articles on salary gate.
Meanwhile, the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has castigated Mrs. Mujuru, calling on her to resign for her utterances. In a statement, MDCT spokesperson Douglas Monzora said the country is in problems today because of corruption that he blamed on unnamed ZANU-PF officials. The MDCT called on the police and the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission to investigate Mujuru over her utterances. ZANU-PF spokesperson Rugare Gumbo said he could not comment on Mrs. Mujuru's remarks, saying he only read them in the Herald newspaper and was yet to get a brief of yesterday's meeting. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
For